Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to maximize your vacation days if you'd like to travel more. Different organizations obviously give different amounts of paid time off. Different countries have different traditions in this regard, too. And if you live somewhere where everyone takes all of August off, you can just ignore the rest of this episode. Join me again tomorrow. In the U.S., at least, where I live, the widely reported figure is that people with 5 years on a job tend to get about 15 days of paid vacation. That's 3 work weeks. But a lot of workplaces that aren't in vital public services also close on the major holidays, such as Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and so forth. People often talk about wanting to travel more. When I ask people what they'd like to spend more time doing, that's one of the most popular answers. We put various international destinations on our bucket lists, but even people who might be able to swing such trips financially often think these will need to happen during retirement, because it's really challenging to travel far if you have limited vacation days. But I don't think this has to be the case. The key is to be proactive about your vacation scheduling, to stack vacation days with existing office closures and holidays. Then you can do quite a bit of traveling while limiting the vacation cost. So, for instance, this year, America's Independence Day, the 4th of July, is on a Thursday. Bowing to reality, a number of workplaces will close on Friday the 5th as well. But that means that if you were taking July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd as vacation days, you could theoretically fly somewhere on the evening of Friday, June 28th, and have that weekend, the whole next week, and the weekend of July 6th and 7th off for the price of 3 vacation days. That's a 9-day trip, which is definitely enough time to fly to a country you've been hoping to visit in Europe or South America. If you're not beholden to school schedules, Thanksgiving week is also good for this. Many U.S. workplaces will close on Thursday, November 28th for Thanksgiving, of course, and then also stay closed on Friday the 29th. So by taking off in the evening of Friday, November 22nd, being gone that week, and then the weekend of November 30th and December 1st, you could likewise get a 9-day trip for 3 vacation days. When Christmas falls in the middle of the week, and it's on Wednesday this year, this can be a prime spot too. If your office closes December 24th and 25th, and then closes on January 1st, you could theoretically leave on Friday, December 20th, travel the entire next week, and then come back on Wednesday, January 1st. This is a 12-day trip for the price of 5 vacation days, enough to really take a trip to Asia or Africa or Pacific Island if you wanted to. Even long weekends can be good for stacking. If you get President's Day off in February, for instance, you could take off Thursday night, enjoy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday visiting somewhere in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, or the Caribbean, and then come back Monday evening. That's enough to fit in a reasonable adventure for the price of just 1 vacation day. The key, of course, is planning ahead, because you probably won't be the only person in your office who wants one of these stackable holiday weeks. But here's the thing. It's not a mystery when future holidays will occur. You can look at future calendars into the year 2100 or later if you want, so these dates are definitely known for 2020, 2021, and so forth. If you look ahead and put in your request whenever your office vacation system opens up, then you're far more likely to have first dibs on these days if you want them. Now, maybe don't take all the holidays as a favor to your colleagues, but if you know now that you'll be taking a 9-day European vacation in summer 2020, you can start padding that vacation fund and anticipating your adventure. And that can make all the time before summer 2020 more pleasant. So take some time now to strategize with your family and the calendar. What great trips will you plan? In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.